This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, November 29th. I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations because obviously Friday's sell-off spooked a lot of people. First thing I want you to know, the Friday after Thanksgiving is a day when no one's around. So any market moves are going to be exasperated and exaggerated, and I don't think we should worry about that. Now, we had a nice rebound in the market today, but it's now fizzling. So that's normal. Markets bounce, and they go back and try to retest the lows. But I thought I'd just address this COVID-19 Omicron variant because it's on a lot of people's minds. Like, what's going on? The news media is saying that other countries are locking down, and you know, Israel's closed, for example. And how deadly is this going to be? Well, first of all, the deal with this mutation is apparently it has a lot more of the spike proteins on the virus. And those are the little things that inject the virus in the body. And what the vaccines do is they block the spike protein so they can't inject it. But now maybe it can overpower the vaccines because there's so many spikes. Anyway, we'll see. But the first South African doctor to alert authorities said, quote unquote, their symptoms were so different and so mild from those I had treated before. So this COVID-19 Omicron variant in South Africa isn't alarming the South Africans. By the way, in Africa, most people are get the malaria vaccine, and that malaria vaccine alone protected the population from COVID because they had a much lower death rate, okay? So if they're not worried about it in Africa, we probably shouldn't be worried about it either, but again, they were all vaccinated with a different type of vaccine. So I think we're probably overreacting. Now, Europe is very old, okay? They live in a cold climate this time of year. You can see in the Northeast, our COVID cases are rising, even in the states with the highest vaccination rates, places like Vermont, other places like Minnesota. But as we go more indoors, we can get infected a little bit more, okay? So, and then on states where we might be outdoors a little bit more, like Florida, there's hardly any cases, and they're dropping. So we're going to have a little COVID resurgence here, but we don't have the death rates we used to. Okay, that's because a lot of us are vaccinated, and I just don't think we should worry about this. Now it's just something to freak the markets out briefly. Just so you know, these news organizations they write for Google Analytics. So anything that gets a hit on Google Analytics is good for them. So they're going to sensationalize everything anyway, whether it's right or wrong, okay? And it looks like the COVID Omicron variant is a serious thing. It looks like it's a mutation that's going to help the virus spread more rapidly, but it looks like it's a lot weaker. And by the way, that's how viruses have traditionally been. They get weaker over time, even if they get more contagious. So, folks, I don't think this is a big deal. Hopefully we recover, and we overreacted. In the meantime, China's saying they're going to lock everything down and not allow anybody to travel. Europe shutting down a lot. That just makes us in America grow and prosper more. You know, we're a more open society than these other places, okay? We have different business models in our country. You know, we have different states with different ideologies and things. And the bottom line is America is a place to grow and prosper. The other thing that's interesting about America is our dollar's been very strong since late June. So if you have money and you want to put it somewhere, well, you can't put it in China. Their economy is a mess. Their banking system might pay higher yields, but it's hard to get your money out. And also, they've divided their currency in the past. You can't put it in Japan. That's zero interest rates. You can't put it in Europe. That's negative rates. I know Britain's still a little positive, but not much. So as you look around the world, hey, everybody puts their money in America. Simple as that. And treasury bond yields are remarkably well-behaved. Remarkably well-behaved. Now, intermediate treasury yields have risen. Our Fed is going to be raising key interest rates next year. They have tapered their quantitative easing, but nowhere near as much. Jerome Powell has been reappointed. He is a dove. So it's going to be okay, folks. Goldilocks continues, which is ultra-low rates and strong earnings. Now, speaking of earnings, they are starting to slow down because year-over-year comparisons are getting more difficult. I just worked on one of my more aggressive newsletters, and I have to tell you that earnings are slowing from 400% forecasted earnings to only 200%. So we are slowing down. But I don't know, earnings are still going up 200%. So at least that's what's forecasted. My stocks tend to surprise. So I don't think we should worry too much. It is becoming more difficult to find stocks now. It's slimmer pickings. So the market's starting to go into a little bit of a funnel, and it'll start to chase fewer stocks. But, you know, I'm a stock picker. That's what I do. And so I'm not too worried. I do think it's going to be bumpy for a while. Just like you saw the markets gap up today and then back and fill. You're going to see this kind of action go on for maybe up to 3 more weeks. And then if you have new money to add, the last week of December is going to be the best week to add. Then we should gap up in January because that's when the new pension funding occurs. More money flows in the market. We'll have another round of positive earnings. But again, they won't be as strong because the year-over-year comparisons are getting more difficult. In the meantime, speaking of headlines, you might have seen the headline that Black Friday sales were down 28% compared to a year ago. That's true. But remember, Black Friday started a week ago, okay? So, and today's Cyber Monday, no one's talking about it. So the online sales are very strong. You know, not everybody goes to the malls anymore. And, of course, the malls have their own interesting conundrum that some malls in America are being looted. So that's very sad. And, you know, more people are shopping online, and personal income's up sharply. And last I saw that we were taking on more debt than our incomes, then that's a sign of very strong consumer confidence. So from what I can tell, the consumer is still very healthy based on last retail sales, personal income, taking on credit card debt, things like that. So it looks very, very good. Business is going to be fine. They have a huge order backlog from the supply chain glitches. So you have a strong consumer, strong business spending. That means we're going to be growing very strongly in the fourth quarter. Now, the Atlanta Fed's estimating over 8% GDP growth. I'm still shocked by that number. But doesn't matter whether it's 8, 7, 6, even 5%. We're still growing. We're reaccelerating. And anyone who wants a job can clearly get one, okay? You see all the labor shortages out there in America. So I think we're not in bad shape, okay? But it is time to grow and prosper. It's time to enjoy the holidays. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and all. And but, you know, we have Hanukkah and Christmas to celebrate. So let's just celebrate the holidays. There's going to be some tax selling at the end of the year and things like that. But as far as what I can tell is the foundations of this market look great for what I do, which is either dividend growth or very conservative growth, looks great. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as earnings work, we're going to be great. So hang on, enjoy the ride. I did nibble a little this morning, mostly on natural gas stocks, things like that. But I do want you to know that I do expect December to be a good month. It's a seasonally strong month, just like November was seasonally strong. I know it had some gyrations in it, but we're up for November. We're going to be up for December, and January is going to be very, very strong. And then if this market corrects, it's going to occur in sometime in February as the fourth quarter announcement season winds down. So maybe the second half of February is most likely time for a correction. But as far as I'm concerned, folks, still lock and load time. And if you have new money to add, I'd add it in the last week of the month of December. And that's just before, just between Christmas and New Year's. That'll be your best buying window, in my opinion. So hang on there, folks. The good news is good stocks bounce. Markets have to retest their lows. NASDAQ's still amazingly strong this morning. Interest rates are very well behaved. We have our dovish Fed chairman's been reappointed. The other central banks are more dovish than our Fed, so that's why their currencies are weaker. So, you know, that's so all this foreign capital comes in, keeps our rates artificially low. So Goldilocks continues, and which is low rates and strong earnings, and I want you to enjoy that. So that's it. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.